Hey y'all, so welcome to the Reaching While Teaching podcast. We are doing a live podcast today and I'm so excited y'all because I have a special guest that will be with me today y'all. I'm so hype. I am bringing my girl on here and we're going to be talking about such a good topic y'all. She's getting ready to come up. We're going to be talking about an amazing topic that you're going to be like, wow, I needed to learn about this, right? So how to create quality content to attract leads, right? So that you can get those leads, right? So where you are watching from, I would love to know. Drop it in the comments. Let us know where everybody is tuning in from. But I'm gonna have my girl, hey. I'm so excited. I'm gonna have her just go ahead, just introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Yes,
right away. Tell the people who you are, what do you do?
Yes, to the Reaching While Teaching community. Hello. So my name is Lindsay. I go by Content Coach Lindsay here on Instagram, and I help coaches and consultants, service-based businesses to get consistent clients through Instagram. I worked in marketing previously before for about 5.5 years prior to starting my business. So when I started, I was struggling on unemployment, was just like buying up every course in the book. I mean, we were all doing that. During the pandemic, we were all forced to pause and say, am I really happy? So to be on this entrepreneurship journey has been a beautiful experience. I've had a lot of ups and downs, ugly crying, joyful moments, but it's been such a beautiful journey ahead. And so if I can provide any value to you today, that just, it just warms my heart and brings me all the joy. So I can't wait to serve.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes. And Lindsay definitely has a heart to serve people. She's good at what she does. And, you know, she's aligned with, you know, we're in alignment. It's all about the impact. It's all about, you know, the influence that we can have and make on people so that you guys can do the same thing and even greater, right? So we are excited to really just dive into this topic to talk about, you know, creating quality content, right? Creating quality content to attract leads. So just in case people are coming in, they're like, well, what is leads? What are they even talking about? Like, how would you define leads? Like for a business owner, what would you say leads are?
Yeah. So when we use the word leads, we're actually referring to prospects or potential people who might want to buy from you. So potential clients. So these are people who are like, ooh, I'm interested, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to commit yet. Like, I feel like I'm kind of there. They're not in that cold stage of like, okay, I just started following you. It's more of someone who they've been following you for a while. They're a lead. They're like, I think I want to work with this person. So that's your lead.
I love it. That was a great definition. Breaking it down real short and sweet.
Simple.
a nice lead. And I think something that we're going to touch on, I know we're going to touch on it today, is we can have leads, but then we still have to be mindful of the content we're putting out, because guess what? The content we put out might allow us to attract some people that we don't want to be leads. We don't want to, you know, bring aboard as clients in our business, right? So we have to be very strategic with the type of content that we put on. That's why I made sure to add that word quality content, right? Quality content, not just content that you just was like, let me just throw something out here real quick, or let me just write something very vague and not be very specific and, you know, and who I'm targeting. So like, what would you say if they're watching, if you guys are taking notes, like what would be some things that you need to make sure is included in the content that you put out so that you can attract these leads, right? These quality leads, I would say.
Yes. I think the content we put out is like so, so important. When people are like, oh, it doesn't actually matter, we could just kind of go with the flow. I'm like, well, you know, I'm all for going with the flow in certain situations, but planning is the key. So when you're putting quality content out there, you want to plan ahead and say, okay, how can I create content that resonates with my target audience? So you really have to do some research and actually get to know who your target audience is, especially in the very beginning. And I know people are like, that word ain't sexy, research. I don't want to do no research, right? But when we research and we get to know who our actual target audience is, it helps us to be able to speak to them in a better way versus just, well, I think they'll like this. You might like that, but that might not resonate with that person. So again, we're not creating content for ourselves. We're creating to serve other people. So as long as we make that shift in our mindset before creating anything, before you do anything, this is not for you, it's for them. So you always want to keep your audience in mind whenever you're creating any type of content. That's number one rule of thumb.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, secondly, I would say when you're thinking about your content strategy, right, a real game plan, you sit down, you have to map out those content pillars. And I know a lot of people will tell you content pillars are just inspiring, educational, motivational. Let me tell you something. Entertaining, all of that stuff. Those are not content pillars. Those are styles of how you present your content, right? That's how you choose to deliver it. You can deliver something that's educational in a fun and entertaining way, but those are not pillars. So you have to do the groundwork. And I always break it down very simply. Pillars, think about Greece, right? Those were the structures that held the building together. That's the foundation. So if you don't have those 3 to 5 topics, which is what content pillars are, that you have in rotation that you're always going to touch on, your content's going to be everywhere. It's going to be all over the place. So I'll give you an example of mine, right? Mine is always content, marketing, right? I'm always going to talk about sales. I'm always going to discuss authenticity, you know, showing up authentic to your core, because that's a true value of mine. And the fifth one is always finding ways to work smarter, finding ways to create more systems. So those are my 5. You don't have to have 5, but have at least 3 minimum that you have in rotation that you're always touching on, so that your audience isn't like, why I see a spaghetti pic and then all of a sudden she talking about hair. Like, I'm confused. What is this? You know?
So they talk about it. I hope you guys are listening, taking notes, because this is good. That's so good, because that it doesn't really give you much to go with when you're just like, oh yeah, I'm going to entertain, I'm going to do this, but be specific to your business, right? And I love that you gave them practical examples. And you guys feel free to let us know as well, you know, as you're watching, as you're listening, you know, and the replay, let us know what type of business you have, right? Because you want to keep that in mind. So like, for example, I can think of me when you were talking, I'm sitting here like, yep. Like I try to be very strategic. So for example, you guys know I'm an author coach, right? So I'm going to either put out content that's in regards to writing your book, right? Publishing your book, marketing your book, leveraging your book, right? And some other things about really just impacting the world, like really just sharing your story, right? Those are really the only things I talk about, right?
Right?
Those are the only things I talk about. So like, can you answer that? Like, just like how me and Lindsay just said that, like, can you be honest and sit down? Like, if someone was to ask you, would you know what to say? Or would you be like all over the place and like, well, I talk about this, this, this. And then sometimes I think I want to talk about this. And then no, because guess what? If you sound confused, that means that's how you're going to be portrayed. Your audience is going to be confused, and you know, confused people don't buy. So you're going to be dropping courses. You're going to be dropping products. You're going to be talking about, oh, I have this class. And they're going to be like, but I haven't really been seeing you putting out that quality content. That's like, you know, very strategic. And I don't really know what you do. I don't really know. Like, you do not want you don't want your potential, you know, client, your lead. You don't want them to be like, wow, he's kind of lost, or she's kind of lost, or he's all over the place, right? So I think those are some really, really good tips that you just gave them to really just get started, right? To really get started. So is there anything else practical that you can, you know, tell them to do? Like, if they're like, okay, I need to do that. Like, what's something else like practical that they can like start doing right now to really help them to create that quality content to attract these leads?
Yeah, I think researching, like I said before, I use that word research, but if you look on maybe like a large page that does something similar to you and you look through their comment section, you'll see a lot of questions that never get answered. So that can help you to create quality content all on your own. And then maybe an idea hits you of like a way to break that down and explain it in a unique way. Like, add your own personality. It doesn't have to sound like the other person. It doesn't have to be super like structured and professional and corporate. Like, it can be however you are. If you're someone who likes to have fun, you're very energetic, use that. If you're more sarcastic and kind of like to yourself, like, You can use whatever type of seasoning, spices, swag, energy that you want to put into that, but it should be authentic. So always keep in mind, like, when you're answering a question, it doesn't have to be a certain way. It just has to be done with the right energy and intention behind it. So again, you're showing up to serve. You're showing up to help people, right? It's, again, it has to be service over sales first. I always say, if you are willing to serve people, the people will come. But it has to come from a heart-centered place. So always check your intentions. Am I doing it just to, you know, make a sale and put in that desperate energy out there? Or am I here to serve people? Because I've been there, okay? I've been
desperate. That's a desperate energy. Listen, people gonna pick up on that energy.
I've been desperate before. I was like, I need all the clients, all the people. And guess what? I was attracting some people who, in the very beginning of my journey, nightmare clients, okay? So I want to be real for a minute with you. When I first started, there was this woman who was micromanaging me. She was older than me and felt like I know more than you. And I'm like, well, why did you hire me, right? And she had all the money up front. And I was like, who paid in full? I wish I returned her money to her, because back then, see, I wanted everybody. But that's how we feel a lot of times. We feel like we have to take on people because, oh, they're going to pay me the money. It's not always about the money. What about your peace of mind and sanity? What about that client's results? I never got a video review from her. I never got any type of review from her. So it was really a waste of time. She wouldn't listen to me. And then finally at the end was like, okay, I'll try it your way. And which is not about my way. It was just like, this is not going to work. If I'm honest with someone to tell them this is not working, I want that person to be a listener. I want this person to be a student. I don't want someone who's like, I know it all. If you know it all, you don't need me. So goodbye. So I think there's a lot of desperate energy that goes into it in the very beginning, because you try to hustle, make it happen. I was working crazy hours, had no time for myself to go to the gym, to live a life outside of this. And I just felt like, I don't believe that entrepreneurship has to be this hard. So there were a few things I had to do. I had to recenter, refocus, ground myself, check your intentions. In the morning, are you just getting up and rustling around with your phone, or do you take that time? Like, I take time for prayer. Every week I do intentional healing, which is ugly and it's hard and it's not easy, but that's where the best revelations kind of drop in my spirit. I'll be like, yes, that's what I need to talk about. So sometimes you get ideas at random times. Do you write those down? Do you jot those down and actually implement them? Or is it just in your drafts? You know what I mean? So I think attracting quality people is all about being centered and grounded in yourself first, right? Knowing what you bring to the table. You don't have to look at what everybody else in your industry is doing. I made a competitor analysis in 2021. Haven't looked at it since. Do you know why? I don't really care what my competitors.
We the same way. I'm not following the competitors either.
I don't know what they do. I don't want to spy on them. But I feel like because people keep looking at a lot of industry experts, they get confused with all the noise going around. So you got to silence the noise and really recenter and say, what is my purpose on here? Why am I showing up? And who am I called to serve? Which clients of mine got the best results? Who are my dream people, you know? And how can I target them again in my messaging? So that's where messaging comes into play.
Clear, crystal clear, y'all. Because if you don't have your messaging clear, then your content is not going to be clear. It's not going to be the quality that you would like it. So I love that. I love that. And I like that you touched on the research part and brought that up again, because that's really important, especially in the beginning process, especially if you're like, you're just starting out to be, you know, you get into the groove of, you know, creating content and putting it out there. You want to do your research so that you're not wasting your time making certain content that's not being receptive, or, you know, maybe I should just put that back in the trash. Right. But then we also don't want you to be like, oh, I gotta be perfect, because guess what? It's better to have it done than to have it perfect. Because even once you do something, that's why with your content strategy, you should always be reassessing. You should be going back to that post, looking at your insights, seeing, how did this do? Was more of the people that interacted with this post my followers, or were they non-followers? Okay, what was something that they liked about it? Did I give them a call to action? Did I do these things? Did they follow my call to action, right? These are all these questions that you want to ask yourself when putting out quality content. And then specifically with the research part, something you gave them a good example, they can go to bigger pages and look under the comments and create content with those questions. But also something that I found very helpful, especially beginning of my journey with coaching. I was teaching masterclasses, doing different things. And I wanted to know, like, what should be the content inside of this class? Like, what do the people really need? Like, I'm targeting authors that are in business, entrepreneurs specifically, you know, my title, I like to call them. But I was like, what do they really need help with? So I went into one of the big author group on Facebook, and I asked that question. I was like, what is something that you guys are struggling with on your author journey? I got a bunch of answers, hundreds of responses, right? And I was doing a free, like masterclass. So guess what? I got a lot of the people to sign up from that specific post. But guess what? That wasn't just my intention. I wanted to know like how to make sure that I'm giving them as much information to help them on their journey, right? So once they saw and I was having conversations back to back, responding to people, they saw my heart in it that I really wanted to help. And they were like, oh, are you doing a class? When? And then they joined, right? So not only did I get leads, right? And I had some people that signed up for my program from that. Not only did I get leads from that, but I also was able to really help the people, right? I was able to include information that was going to help them, take them to the next level, solve an issue or concern that they were having. But I had to do the research, y'all. Sometimes Lindsay said it ain't a sexy word, but sometimes we got to do the research. You got to put in the work and you have to figure out what does your ideal client need, especially if you're trying to get leads, you're trying to get people interested, right? And I mean, if you're talking about leads, how important are lead magnets? Care to touch on that?
Yes. So yeah, for example, one of the things I realized was that my lives for a while, my 2 weekly lives that I was doing back then at the time, were my lead magnet. And people would book calls with me and all that other stuff. And I would take the feedback that I was getting from them and, you know, ask them what were they struggling with the most in the business? What did they need help with? And so I took it as market research as well. And that helped me to create quality content too, because I said, people are clearly struggling with this. But from that perspective of your lead magnet, I said, I don't want to have to, what if I'm sick? And 1 week I wasn't well, and unfortunately I had food poisoning and I couldn't show up live. So I said, I just missed the live. I missed an opportunity to reach people. I need to have something that's automated. I need something that people can click the link, watch it anytime, and it's bam, done, right? So you do want to start thinking about your lead magnet. And for your lead magnet, you don't want it to be something that is irrelevant to people. That's the most common problem that I see with a lot of lead magnets. They're like, here, download this so you can find out my 5 tips on this. And it's like, well, who cares, you know? Like, why? We don't care. That's the New York in me coming out. Who cares, right? But you know I love y'all. It's a loving push here. But I would say that it's not that we don't necessarily care. No, we don't. Actually, let me be real. We don't care. You got to think about what are the problems that I can actually solve? What are things people are actually going through right now? And how can I touch on that? So you can do that in whatever way that you want to do it. You know, so for example, if it's a PDF, if it's a video, for me, I have a course. So I wanted people to get a small taste of what it's like to work with Lindsay, right? So they click on my free 20-minute masterclass. They're able to watch something that's short, digestible, but also get a feel for, okay, I would work with someone like her. Or, nah, not my cup of tea, which is great. I'm not for everyone. I'm a little spicy, you know? It ain't for everyone.
I love that.
So again, you have to learn that.
I just want to say you have to learn that in business. You have to know that every client is not for you. But continue. I just wanted to say that.
No, you're right, girl. Come on, chime in anytime you want. But yeah, I feel like a lot of times we're like, oh, I want to get everybody, but you really don't want everyone. So you have to be specific when you're speaking to people. You really want to let your personality shine through your content. And if you're not promoting, don't expect anyone to reach out to you, period. I know people don't like that word promote, but that's what marketing actually is. It's all about promoting. So if you're not promoting a product or a service, you're not marketing at all. So people use that word, oh, I'm marketing. I'm like, but you're not promoting anything. So you're not marketing. So you should get excited about your offer. There's something I just spoke about in my reel, literally like that I posted on Tuesday. I said, you know, you should get excited about your offer. If you're not excited, why would someone else get excited about what you have to offer? You want to make sure that the energy and intention behind it is like, I can get people results. I'm excited about this. I can't wait to serve new people. Not, oh, is it going to work? If you don't know if it's going to work, maybe you shouldn't be marketing that.
Go back to the drawing board.
I remember beta testing, doing a small trial with a few people first just to make sure, because I already got results. But I said, how can other people get results? You got to be 100% confident that it works, that it's effective. Don't sit here and market it and just hope it works and fingers crossed. I just Googled it. So now I'm an expert. Like, no. That's not how it works. And I think that so many people are overcomplicating it and saying, oh, I could teach you how to do this. Do you think I started off teaching people how to get consistent clients? I didn't know how to do that myself. I started off just teaching people, here's how I'm going to map out 3 months worth of content for you and just create a bunch of ideas in Google Sheets, share it with you. We go over them. And then once a week, I'm teaching you marketing strategies. That's what I knew how to do at the time. Yeah. I didn't know all this other stuff. But as you gain new skills and experiences, and then you test new things, then you can market differently. Then you can add, okay, I can add this to my resume too. I can do this. I know this skill. I know I have this experience. So it's like, if I didn't love marketing, I would not be talking about it. If I wasn't in love, I mean, I would do this for free. This lights me up. If money and currency and bills weren't a thing, I would do this for free. That's how much I love it. Yes. And I feel like people are not passionate enough about what they're doing. They're just like, oh, it's popular to be a social media manager. Let me do that. Or, oh, okay, I heard you make a lot of money like talking about motivational stuff. So I'm going to motivate people and be a motivational speaker, do TED Talks. Like, do you like that though? Make sure it's something you're passionate about, because then you could talk about that thing for years, not days, years. And that's the thing. You have to really love it. So future pace, can I see myself doing this for 5 to 10 years? If not, rethink it. It has to light you up. And if it excites you and you're ready to go, show up in your content. Be genuine. Be real. I know people love to kind of hide behind the carousel post, or they love to hide behind just the trending audio. But speak to your audience on stories. Try to practice that first, or just talk to them. They want to hear your voice. They want to get to know who you are as a person. Can I connect with this person? Is this someone I would actually see myself working with? And that's something you really have to think about when you show up in your content. And I tell people, the three types of content I always post is either brand awareness content. It's going to be nurturing content, which is where you build trust and authority, two separate things. And the third type of content I post is converting content. You promote. You promote your service. Why should someone get excited about it if you're not? If you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that because I don't want to be salesy. Well, you ain't making no sales then. Your audience is scared to invest with you. They don't even know if you offer anything. They don't even know if you're taking people.
They lost.
You haven't even mentioned. They lost. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't mean to ramble too much, but I really want them to walk away with actionable steps and really just be able to implement these things that I'm discussing. So those are my three categories that I always fall under to make sure I'm creating quality content that still aligns with me, sticks to my pillars, but is also creating content for the cold audience, the warm audience, and the hot audience who's like, oh, I'm ready to buy.
That's good. I hope y'all heard that. Can you say that one more time for those who just came in? What are the three types of content they should...
So I do brand awareness content. So this is like entry level, first date, getting to know you content for those who just hop on your page. They don't know what you offer, what you do, who you serve, how you help, that type of content. And then the second one is nurturing content, which is authority building posts, and also nurturing. So it's like trust building. So that's very authentic type of content where you're real about everything. And then the third type of content is the converting content. And that can be done in different ways. There's no one right or wrong way. I did an entertaining piece of content that was very high converting, and it was just a short 11-second clip of a bunch of my clients getting results in different time frames, right? One got a client in a month, one a month in a week, one in 2 weeks, one in 1 week. So I just had little flashes of it to the beat of this song, and it was so fun. I had a great time with it. Austin Mills, shout out to that guy with the beats. But I just did that, and people were like, wait, how can I get these, or how can I work with you?
That's
people
true.
Wanted to. I broke down a limiting belief that it takes a long time to get clients, right? So that's my unique value proposition, is that my unique selling feature really is, oh, I can get you faster. You don't have to be patient. My clients are not necessarily the most patient people, right? They want results right away.
Right away.
But it's not about the results as much as the journey. And I understand that people are like, what you mean, girl? You can't rush the process. I understand, but we are in 2023. If it's still taking you a year to build a business and start getting clients, something's wrong. If it's taking you 6 months, maybe your strategy is not working. Clearly, it's not. So my goal is to come in and help you with effective strategies. And it's probably because your content is not falling under those three categories every single time you show up. You're probably just following what other people are telling you to do. Like, if you should dance and get all your, you know, maybe you just need to do this or do that. You try to entertain people. You might be juggling, using props, and you're still just struggling.
Yeah.
Our metrics as business owners are not the same as metrics for someone who's an influencer or a content creator, you know, that person who's doing that full time is getting paid to create content.
Exactly.
That person is getting paid to be an influencer. So it's different. Their ranking is in following, likes, and et cetera. Because what actually ends up happening is they get brand deals. That's not your goal as a business owner who's just like, no, I'm marketing my business. I'm not worried about social media. I'm using it as a tool.
Yeah.
Not as, oh, this is the end all be all and I hope I get opportunities. The Reels bonus program is ending. People are losing their mind. And I'm like, I mean, it was nice getting a little $100.
$100. Yeah, I got $100 here and there. It's not
nothing. It was nothing. Passive. And very inconsistent. So I said, don't rely on this as your sole, like, way of making money. Your business is how you're making money.
Yeah.
So your goal as a business owner is to do two things. Number one, you're creating impact, like you always talk about, right? Impact over income first. You're creating impact. And number two, making money, making sales. Because you don't run a charity. You need to make money. And that's how you keep the business running. That's how you keep the lights on, the rent paid, the everything. So all the expenses, think about that. That's how you have to focus. So you know what your metrics are? How many saves and shares did this get? Okay, this impacted people. So maybe I should post similar content like this. How many website taps? How many people signed up for my free masterclass? How many sales did that convert into? Or how many DMs did I get after posting this type of content? And now people are interested. That's how I know I'm getting leads coming in and people who are really qualified. And another thing is boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. So I know I kind of went all over the place, but boundaries are so key. If you don't have any boundaries, you're going to just attract everybody under the sun. Wow. So for example, you and I talked about it. I had an application and I was like, oh, are people going to fill this out? I don't think people are going to do it.
Serious, yep.
If they're serious, people will fill out the application. So I stopped all those clarity calls. People weren't showing up. Some people were like, oh, I'm not ready. See, I was attracting all types of people who are in different stages of their life. And it's okay if someone's not ready to buy. That's where they're at right now.
Yeah,
you can't make them do it or force them. I'm not going to try to persuade anyone or push anyone into doing anything. I'm at that stage in my life where I attract. I don't hustle and bustle and try to chase. Yeah, exactly. I don't chase, I attract. So I had to keep that abundant mindset of like, okay, I walk in abundance.
Yeah,
I say that every day. I'd be like, I walk in abundance. And I had to remind myself that I don't need to chase someone. And if someone's not willing to fill out an application that takes a couple of minutes to fill out, I don't want that person as a client.
Because they're going to be a hot, that's going to be a headache client, y'all.
Mess client.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's right.
We both had stories. I can think back and I'm just like, hey, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky.
I'm thinking back and I'm just like, wow. Like, I just learned like so much from, you know, just from the time when I first started. Because it's like, you know, when you're starting that business, it's like, you're like, you got to make money, right? Because in order for you to have a business, like you have to have sales, you have to have revenue coming in, right? So sometimes we can be, we can come off as desperate. We can come off as, you know, like, oh, well, I can get on their calendar anytime. I could do this. Like, if there's no rush for them. There's no, it's just like, they'll be there, right? And maybe because that's the content you're putting out, right? Who are you speaking to? And I know sometimes we get scared to get in front of a camera, right? For the longest, I was scared to go live, you know? But as you start doing things, you start getting better. And I'm just thinking about, for those of you who want to work on like creating quality content, like video content, like literally sometimes you can just get in front of the camera, talk directly, like how you would talk to that person if they were a client. Like if you are helping them to overcome something, like, okay, like for example, with me, like you want to get started with writing your book. All right. So I want you to think about, what is the purpose of your book? Like who is this book going to help? Like, why would it be beneficial? Why does it need to be put out into the world? Like, what is the transformation that the reader is going to get from the book? Right. Yeah. So these are questions that I could just hop on a video real quick, record and just ask. Right. And then you'll start having people I never thought of it like that, right? So you're showing your expertise, you're showing your personality, but then it's like, it's quality. It's not like I'm just like getting on. And something I learned this week that's really good is there's a difference. Well, I knew it, but it was kind of like when they kind of broke down, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. It's a difference between informational content and educational content, right?
Big difference.
So informational, you're letting them know, like, yes, I have a masterclass that's coming up and it's going to teach you about this. Make sure you get lock in your seat, blah, 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 right? You just gave them information. When I said that, what was our reaction? Were you just like, Okay, cool, right? You want to give them educational content several times, right? So that when they hear what you say, they're like, oh, wow. Okay, let me go ahead and apply that, right? But if I say something like what I just said earlier, right? Sometimes you struggle with getting your book done because you have no idea who your audience is. You have no idea what's the transformation your book is going to bring. You have no outline as to what your chapters are going to be about. Once you do that, it can make it easier for you to write that book. And I want you guys to join me on Thursday because I'm going to be breaking this down and blah, 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 blah. But do you see how you're like, ooh, that is true. I need to learn this. I need to do this, right? So you want to educate your audience, right? That's really important when it comes to quality content. You don't want to just be talking at them, but like talk to them, like help them really understand, break it down, like show them why they need, you know, your services, why they need, you know, your product, your book, whatever it is. I think that's something very important that we don't always do. Especially when we first start out, because we're just so excited. We want to share, like, well, yes. I'm doing this. Like, we're so hyped, like a kid in a candy store, right? Especially if you're trying to grow that business. So you want to keep that in mind. Yes, Rocky, it's a big difference. It's a huge difference. And you'll notice once you start doing that, you're going to start noticing, like, some different responses. People probably will be like, wow, thank you so much for this, right? I did a video last night on TikTok. Something came to my mind. I was like, let me break down the difference between, you know, getting an ISBN from Amazon and purchasing your own. And so many people were like, what?
That's
thank
helpful.
You. Oh my gosh. Right. You know, it was helpful. Right. So think about this, like, as you said in the beginning of this conversation, like, think about, like, don't just do content that you're like, ooh, I like that. I'm going to do it. Or I'm copying this person. Like, no, think about literally act like you're in the seat of your potential, you know, client, your potential customer. Right. Think about, like, what are some things they need to know? What are they dealing with? What are they struggling with? What have they not yet mastered? And how can you help them get one step closer to mastering it, right?
That's right. That's right. Well said. So many gems you dropped, girl. I was just listening, like, take it all in. You're right. I think even, like, with informational, that's more updates. You can update someone on a new feature that's happening, but that's not necessarily educating people on how does this apply to me? So that's what you always want to think about, is not talking at them, but with them, like invite them into the party. It's kind of like, you know, not the I know it all type of content, but the vulnerable, transparent content too. So it's important to show up and be yourself. Yeah. Because even as I was healing and growing, I realized as I was doing that intentional healing, I didn't want the same target audience that I had before. Previously, before I was attracting a lot of struggle people, no shade, I love my people, but it was like, I was like, oh, I want to attract people who are struggling and like they need me. Now I'm like, I don't want people who need me. I don't want people who are struggling, you know, because if you say, are you struggling with XYZ, and you just highlight all the pain points, all the struggle, all the terrible things, right? You're going to attract people who are broke and struggling and can't afford to pay you, right? She said, hey, coach, hi, Coach Winnie. So it's crazy because as I was going through my journey of healing, I was like, you know what? I really want to empower people. So I want to attract people who have healed too, who are more conscious. I want people who think at a different level than me, not like, oh, this is right and this is wrong and this is that. Like, I want people who are free thinkers, people who I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it, because as a coach, I'm not there to tell you what to do or how to do it. I want people who are just like, I want to be a sheep and follow you. No, I want people with their own creative ideas and have a vision. And they're like, girl, this is what I want to do. Okay, how can we make that happen? Let's create a game plan so that we can make this happen. I'm here to be your accountability partner. I'm here to help you implement strategies and things that can work. But again, these are suggestions based on what you've told me. I ask my clients a series of questions, kind of like an interview. And I'm like, okay. All right, I'm getting to know you as a person. And the questions I ask sound ridiculous and unconventional, but they're effective. Because I say, well, why don't you talk about this in your content? And they're like, I don't know, I never thought about it. Or why do you sound like this and not like that? So I always talk about tone, style, delivery. I talk about how do you show up in your content? Is it really you, or is this what you think people will like?
You kind of talk in a way, trying to put on a suit in a way, time and do, and like, okay, guys, I'm going to, like,
Today, you can tell. We are going to, and I'm like, well, where's the hook? We don't care, right? Where's the hook? Make us care. We want to care, but we don't, so we scroll right past. But if people scroll past your content, a lot of people blame the algorithm, and I know this is going to hurt some people's feelings, but you blame the algorithm, but at the end of the day, they're scrolling past because they don't like the content. content. It's not really the algorithm. It's the people in your community who are following you who are like, ooh, child, no. I don't want to see this. Snoresville, right? We want to attract the people and hook them immediately. Yeah. So when you start off with the first sentence, okay, I don't even script my reels, but I will tell you, I always script the first sentence because I need to know how do I hook them in first to get their attention and stop the scroll. So I'm always asking them something like, hey, you want to improve the quality of your content and make that bank account go viral in 2023? That's the first reel I put out there. And that thing was getting shared so many times. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, okay.
Bank account, want my bank account viral?
That's what I'm talking about. Because it's not about the views and the likes and the follow. It's really not. It's about, okay, am I bringing people in who I can serve and who I can help? How can I create more impact? How can I also make sure that my business is financially stable to last through any storm, right? So that's what we really have to think about when we're creating this content. Again, it's not for us, it's for our audience. So not creating selfishly, but from a place of love, from a place of servanthood, from a place of I can't wait and I'm excited about it. Not from this like, gotta show up, what are we gonna post? A picture of me today? And maybe I'll look in the camera and be like, has nothing to do with your audience. It has nothing to do with them. And I know some of y'all like to model, go, I'm gonna cheer for you, but that's not helpful to your target audience. But again, we're creating content with them in mind. And if you don't know who your target audience is, it's okay. You can start broad, but then start niching down and start getting clear, like, okay, I worked with that one and I didn't really like it.
I
was like that at first. I thought I wanted this and then I switched gears. So again, your messaging, that's why I talked about messaging before, is so important. Mm. So in my content, I made sure that my messaging was clear that I didn't feel certain things were right anymore that I previously had done.
That's good.
So again, that's being authentic and transparent, saying, okay, this is how I felt in the past, but I realized that this is maybe not the best approach. It was also showing people, this is how I feel. So that could be considered controversial in some ways, but that's how I stand out. So some people, it's going to repel and be like, what, girl? No, I love highlighting people's pain points. I like talking about the struggle, right? Forget that healing journey.
You're going to get struggle clients, I'm trying to tell you.
It's not for everyone, right? But I didn't want that. I wanted people who were really invested in themselves, people who are like, well, I'm not struggling, but I do want to elevate
myself. I want to get better.
I want to be even better than I was the day before. That's the type of people I really, really wanted to attract. And so I was careful about in my messaging how I was showing up. I was literally talking to them, not their pain or their desires, right? I was talking about my own experiences.
Yeah.
That's the importance there. There's so many comments in this comment section. Right? From Smithville, Texas, living in Austin. Okay. She said from Atlanta, Georgia, the chocolate city, but she said, you two queens are good. Very informative. Great conversation and blessings. And thank you for that, author. And Coach Rocky says, struggle, attract struggle. I learned too. I understand. And that's the thing is like, sometimes when you attract the wrong people, it teaches you a lesson because you're like, I never want to attract these type of people again. So what can I do differently in my messaging to make sure that I'm speaking to those people who are like where I'm at or people who are, because I always tell people, I'm not above my clients. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself as I'm the expert and you're down here. No, we're all learning together. We're all growing and progressing together. Yeah. We're leveling up together. So I'm not better than you. You my family. I'm taking you into the fold now. Mm-hmm. Like we family, we here. It doesn't have to be this lecture thing. Like, no, it's supposed to be fun and exciting. And I learn from every single one of my clients. I've learned something from all of them. Every last one of them. One of them, fitness coach. I said, oh, I didn't know that, girl. Thanks for teaching me. Like, there's a lot of things that we think we know and we don't know. So you can learn from every single person. And I think the key to being a good leader is being a student forever. So
that's good. Yep. That's good. Yes. I'm loving this conversation. I love how you guys have been engaging with us. I really hope that you guys have been taking some notes because we touched on some really, really good things, and we want to see you guys just really just be authentic, be comfortable, you know, with your content and really just create that quality content so that you are attracting those leads, right? So also having things set up with your content. So we talked about like the process of creating it, how you can do research and different types and whatnot. But I also want to talk about how it's clear to make sure you have clear call to actions as well. What do you want the people to do? Because if we're talking about, you guys are on here because the topic says creating quality content to attract leads, right? So if you want to get potential clients, potential customers into, you know, into your business, right? How will they know that? How do they know that you want them to purchase? How do they know that you want them to enroll? How do they know you want them to subscribe? How will they know this if you don't mention it, right? So you just have to, you have to make sure you get over that fear of like, I don't want to come off salesy, or I don't want to like, I just want to like post this little thing. I don't want to do too much. And it's just like, no, like your business, like your business owner. So guess what? They know that they're on your page for that reason. And if not, then I mean, the stage left. Like if it's not for them, like then I'm sorry. Bye. But don't feel like you have to kind of stifle yourself or not be your true self because you're like, oh, I got some people follow me like this and I'm kind of worried. Like, no. Okay. And some of you, I don't know who this is for, but some of you probably need to go ahead and create that new page because some of y'all are holding on to, you're holding on to an old page that you had where it's mostly your friends, your family. It's a bunch of random people when you weren't really clear on your structure, right? So some of you may need to go ahead and create that new page and really make sure you just start from scratch and you're very clear. You're straight to the point. Who you help, what do you help them do? And, you know, what's your unique proposition, right? So that might be what you guys need. That might need to be your homework, right? Because you guys keep telling me, you got to give your homework.
That's the homework assignment. Go teach her. I was going to say she teach her now. I love it. I'm here for it. And I think even like when it comes to promoting, if it feels gross and icky to you and it doesn't sound like you and you're like, I really don't want to promote like this, don't do it that way. You don't have to. Just because that person is saying, you know, this is how they sell, that's how they do it, right? To steal my captions, right? Maybe you don't like that caption. Maybe it doesn't have that pizzazz sounding like you. Like, again, it doesn't have to sound like you. And people have asked me before, your content don't sound like anyone else's that I've ever seen. How do you come up with this stuff? And I'm like, literally, it's called tapping into who I am as a person. That's the thing. And I don't get all my ideas from social media. Sometimes going outside, go for a walk, go somewhere else. You might just get an idea that just hits you at a random moment. And like I tell people, I always get my ideas in the shower. Sometimes just taking a shower, you just, that water, the sound of water hits you and you get all these ideas. Write that down when you come out. Write it down. Implement it. Put it in your notes section. Set a reminder. Okay, I got to revisit this. Because honestly, you'll never learn what works, what doesn't work, what is or is not effective if you don't try it. And I think a lot of people, I don't know why I feel called to say this, but for those of you who are afraid, or you feel fearful, like, what will my family think? What will my friends think? I don't know what I'm, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to show up in that way. Trust me, I went through it already. I had someone from college be like, why are you posting stuff about your business now? Like, literally, like, shading me for talking about my business. I was like, well, this is what we gonna do, okay? And I had to slap that person, even though I was like, man, I thought that person was a friend, you know? I didn't want none of that negative energy going behind it. You know, same thing with my mom. She was like, oh, you got a little business? Little business? Oh, you gonna see, mama, what time it is. I didn't block her, but I'm just saying, like, you know, mama. Block your mama if you don't have to. Please be nice to mom. She pushed you out. But, you know, at the same time, now she's like, wow, I'm so proud of you. It's like, it took a while for her to get there, but never seek validation from your family, from your friends, from other people online, because they will not provide that validation. The validation comes from within. You got to validate yourself, baby. You show up and be like, I validate myself. I am empowered. I am ready to show up and serve more people. I'm ready to help my community. I'm ready to serve. I'm excited to show up every day because it's not I have to do or I get. It's the, I get the opportunity to do this. This is a privilege. So don't see it as, oh, no, I got to do this. No, I'm excited because I have the opportunity to do this. So show up with that right energy in mind to serve people, to help them, to love on them, to guide them in whichever direction. Whether you're an author coach and you're out here empowering the people to write their book, to share their story, that's important. If you're a fitness coach helping someone get in shape and hit their goals, that's important. If you're someone who's literally taking someone through their mindset and their journey of like, wow, I feel so overwhelmed and stressed and I deal with anxiety, that's your purpose, to help that person who struggles with the anxiety. That's your purpose. So walk in it. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your calling. Don't ever feel like your story is insignificant. Don't ever feel like, oh, nobody cares about my story. No, share your story. What is your journey? Why'd you start that business in the first place? What really got you started, because I like to know the story behind the person. I can't ever buy from someone if I don't know their story or their journey. I feel more connected to someone who's transparent than someone who's like, my life is perfect. I don't resonate with that type of content. So it's so important for you to show up not only authentically as yourself, but also keep in mind and remember, like, the more genuine you are, the more you're sharing, the more you're bringing people in, the better, like, people actually connect with you. You are the product and service first, because people don't care how many modules. They don't ask me, hey, Lindsay, how many modules are in the course? No one ever asked me. Never. Not one student. But they did ask me, oh, okay, you give me results? Cool, let's do it. I'm 100% committed to the process. Let's do it. They've never asked me about, what are the features and all the other things. They've never. So don't focus on all the features that come with it. And, we've got live Voxer training. You know, they don't actually care. They only care about, can you help me solve my problem? Are you going to hold me down? Okay, cool. You got me. You the person. You the solution to my problem. I got, that's it. That's why I buy from you. So start with yourself. If you don't make it personal and it's just about a product or service, people don't feel that. So make it personal.
That's good. That's good. That's so true. I just literally just got off a call with a client that was the same thing. Like, she didn't care nothing about the module. At one point, I was like, maybe I should mention. I was like, no, not important. She just wanted to know, can you help me bring this vision of this book that I have? Can you help me bring it to life? Can you help me get these sales? Can you help me figure everything out, that I need to know? Because I'm stuck, right? And she saw, like, yeah, I can do that, right? And I think with putting out content, like, you want to make sure you put out content that shows some type of social proof if you're trying to get leads, right? Because that has got me the most clients, right? When they see, yes, like, oh, you've done this, you helped them do this. I could just post a picture of me doing something and, like, something that I can show them to do, right? For example, I posted a picture when I was in front of, like, 300 kids and reading, me and my daughter reading our children's book to them, right? And so many people are just like, oh my gosh, can you help me with yours? Can you help me with mine, right? So something simple like that, sometimes we overthink it, and we don't need to overthink it. Just go ahead and post the content. Go
Let's
ahead
just
and post
more.
It.
Simple.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. And if you can ask your clients for reviews, ask them. Because honestly, I used to be scared. I was like, will people do that? And it's like, well, why wouldn't they? If they got results, they should be excited to share. So if they are nervous, hop on a Zoom call with them, record the Zoom call, ask them some questions. For my more introverted clients, that's what I do with them. And then for the ones who are extroverts, kind of like me, I'm an ambivert. I'm in the middle. I'm a little bit of both. But for those who are like, oh, I'm not scared, they'll just do a video. They don't mind showing up. And so ask them for that. That social proof is important, like you mentioned. You got to show the receipts. Receipts or it didn't happen, right? So show what your clients did. I don't care if that was from 3 years ago and you got a screenshot in the DM of them saying, oh, girl, blah, blah, blah. You better put that in your stories and put that link over there. Like, are you ready to get these same results? Click here, Like, people want to see, have you actually helped people? Or are you just kind of blowing smoke, talk about you helping people? I want to see the proof, So important. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Show the proof. But I mean, this conversation was good. If you just came in, y'all definitely got to catch the replay. It's going to be posted on the Reaching While Teaching podcast as well. I'm so excited. This is my first live podcast. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Yes. You're the first one. Girl, you know how to get you on. So yes, I really hope you guys enjoy this. I really want you guys to connect with Lindsay. Go ahead and follow her. For the podcast listeners, can you tell them where they can find you, Lindsay?
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram at Content Coach Lindsay. That's with an A, LINDSAY. And also you can go to www.contentcoachlindsay.com if you want to sign up for my free 20-minute masterclass. I'm pretty much talking about three new business shifts that have happened. And, for those of you who are like, meh, I feel like my strategy's outdated and I'm trying to keep up with all the trends, this is for you, especially if you feel like you've just been following along what everyone else has been telling you. I talk about those new shifts that happen every couple of years. That way you stay up to date.
Yes. And I just want to say that I watched it. It's amazing. So hey. Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining with me. I know that people enjoy it. I've been seeing fire emojis. I've been hearing amazing things in the comments. So we are so appreciative of you guys. Definitely connect with her. Watch her watch her course, y'all. It's amazing. It will blow your mind, and you'll be you'll just be enlightened, right? And follow her because she gives y'all amazing tips. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, connect with me as well. Reaching While Teaching. I will show you how to turn your story and expertise into a published book. And I'm all about impact. We're both all about impact.
Oh yeah.
So thank you guys so much. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone who joined.
Thank you, guys. Bye.